You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Full transparency first of all here. I noted down the wrong game when sending Gil the list earlier on in the week, and it is actually the Rams game that's televised. That's the 9 p.m. game here in the UK. The Dolphins at the Rams, but I sent Gil the Eagles at the Seahawks. But Gil, the Eagles at the Seahawks, yes, is a much better matchup anyway to preview. So maybe it was my subconscious working there, Gil, when I sent you the Eagles at the Seahawks.
Well, happy to talk about both. But the Eagles and Seahawks, first of all. Seahawks favorite, what do you have there, by 6 at this point at Will Hill, Dave?
6.5 now, Gil, so it's moved up 6.5 now, yeah.
Well, listen, first of all, let me just cite the statistic for the Seahawks, which I find to be the most unbelievable in the NFL and perhaps in professional sports, that I've probably said on your podcast before. I say it on all the podcasts that I do, which is that the Seattle Seahawks now have led or been within one score in the fourth quarter of 97 consecutive games, including the playoffs. It is the longest streak in NFL history by far. That is unbelievable. It's 9 games this year, 4 complete seasons before that, including 10 playoff games along the way in those 4 seasons, and then 14 games in the previous season in 2011. It is unbelievable. So if you're a Seahawks fan, you have entertainment for all 4 quarters every single day, every single game they play without exception since early 2011. What does that mean here? Not much. I just wanted to wow you with the stat. But the point being that the Seattle Seahawks now, after that win against New England last week, touchdown outright win at New England. It is impressive to go in to New England and win. We don't have to share that. We're not breaking news with that. But I think the Seahawks found something with C.J. Procise, their running back, who had 153 total yards in that game, 66 on the ground, 87 through the air. And his play was so impressive, they cut Christian Michael, who had been there running back this year in place of Thomas Rawls. Now they're getting Thomas Rawls back. So the Seahawks decided, you know what, we're going with Rawls and Procise. Poor Christian Michael on the street, though he was picked up by the Packers pretty quickly. But listen, this is about Carson Wentz, who, you know, if it weren't for Dak Prescott, we'd probably be talking about him at this point as having this great rookie season for the Eagles. The Eagles are 5-4. Nothing to be ashamed about for a rookie quarterback to have his team at 5-4. But he has never gone into an environment like this, Dave. I've attended a game in Seattle, which, of course, is all the way in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. The weather and the fans are a combination that is unlike anything else in this league. And Carson Wentz hasn't seen anything like this. It is going to be an impossible environment for him to play in. I like the Seahawks. I'll give the points.
The Seahawks minus 6.5 at 10-11. You've pretty much gone through everything I have written down in front of me here, Gil, about the environment. And this has been a real test for Carson Wentz as well, because he will have never encountered anything like this before. How he copes with this environment, Gil, might be an indicator for his scope and his progression in the future as well, because some people making comparisons with Wentz and how Russell Wilson started his career in the National Football League, those comparisons seem to me to be a bit premature though, Gil.
I would agree with you. They're not only a bit premature, I'm not even sure they're accurate. I mean, I saw those comparisons as well, or I heard them and just sort of scoffed at those. I mean, look, Russell Wilson, the main thing that I can say about Russell Wilson, and we know in retrospect now, Russell Wilson has taken the Seahawks to one Super Bowl championship. He's taken them to another as a quarterback. Now, Russell Wilson has benefited, let's make no mistake, to have a great defense on his side as well, too. So that's been great for Russell Wilson. But Russell Wilson has played behind a terrible offensive line now for, you know, 1.5 seasons now, and he's done so most of this season hurt. And yet, he still took the Seahawks to the playoffs last year, and he's still going to take them there this year. The Seahawks are 6-2-1. You know, until Dallas unseats them, they're still the best team in the NFC. And so to compare Carson Wentz, a kid who in 9 total games has, you know, played well, and he has a good passer rating, but QBR, which is a stat that takes into account how he amasses his yards, QBR doesn't have him that good. They have him as very average. And the reason is because most of what Carson Wentz does is dink and dunk. His passes are short. His skill players take the ball from there. So, you know, let's not make that comparison. It's unfair to Carson Wentz. He's not as mobile as Russell Wilson either. Good quarterback. Not trying to take anything away from Carson Wentz. He's a kid. But, yeah, he's no Russell Wilson.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.